y'all mostly, you know, representing cities or suing cities or whatever it is that you're out there doing, you know that zone changes are political decisions typically made after required public hearings in which people are allowed to express their opinions, informed or otherwise. Many of us have endured passionate zone change hearings and campaigns, and their attempts are made to use ordinances such as ethics ordinances, as well as charter, state law, scripture, and the kitchen sink to impugn the character, motives, and marital status of the parents of decision makers and staff. Some of us have been hired to conduct investigations into allegations of violations of such ordinances and have been vilified for being stooges or worse. Why should any municipality adopt an ethics ordinance, and how does this relate to land use? Good question. I'm not sure why anybody would adopt an ethics ordinance, because it's just going to create problems is all it's going to do. If asked, most people would say that ethics must mean some sort of standard of good behavior. Yet there's often little agreement about what behaviors we're addressing and how good behavior should be achieved as far as government is concerned. The God of Abraham gave us the Decalogue, and both Pharisaic and Sharia law provide rules, but not much detail on the issues of good behavior in the context of Texas local government and their officials, other than murdering or stealing. There are some commandments to that effect. Likewise, many sacred texts in some form adopt the golden rule with a dictate that we should treat our neighbors as ourselves.